ABC Radio Australia.
Former Fijian military strongman Frank Bainimarama is due in court this morning to face allegations he twice tried to spark a military mutiny. He was arrested yesterday and spent last night in police custody after being charged with two counts of inciting to mutiny. Joining him in the lockup was his former police commissioner, Sitiveli Ngiliho, who has been charged with one count of the same offence. Both men have already served prison time after being convicted of abuse of office for interfering in a police investigation back in 2019. Unlike that offence and others Bainimarama has faced, the latest charges were alleged to have occurred after he lost power following an election in 2022. To take us through all the details, I'm joined now by our Fiji reporter Lithe Movono. Bule Lithe.
Bulevinaka and Malolele to you, Jordan.
Lithe, yes, take us through these allegations involving both Bainimarama and Ngiliho. What do we know?
Well, we know, Jordan, that in the next couple of hours, Frank Bainimarama will once again front court here in Suva at the Magistrates Court. The two have been charged with inciting mutiny, with former Police Commissioner Ngiliho getting one count of the charge and Frank Bainimarama getting two counts of the charge, and they relate to incidences that occurred between the 1st and the 31st of July in 2023. Jordan, we are yet to hear the full particulars of this case, and we'll do so in the coming days or weeks. But what we know for sure is that in the month of July, the two men are alleged to have conspired or tried to with several military officers, very high-ranking, well-known military officers, and tried to encourage them to take over the military and commit mutiny against current commander of the Republic of Fiji military forces, Chone Kaloniwai. They are alleged to have taken place, these incidences, at Bainimarama's residence in Suva. What's important to know, Jordan, is that the military officers themselves are not being investigated, and we understand that the case, the investigations on the case have now come to a close, and we will hear more once the two are produced in court later this morning, Jordan.
And you mentioned there that Bainimarama had two allegations against him. What are the details of the second allegation?
So according to police documents that we have been able to acquire, Bainimarama is further accused of sending insightful messages via the platform Viber, and in which he is again urging the military officers to take over command or to overthrow the authority of Commander Kaloniwai. And this is quite significant because it is alleged to have taken place during the commander's first military parade, which took place in July of 2023, Jordan. And so for that, he earns himself two counts that he has to answer to, while Ngiliho, who is alleged to have been present at the first meeting, which was a cover session, allegedly at Bainimarama's house. And so he faces one count of inciting mutiny.
Lithe, you were at the office of the Police Criminal Investigation Division late yesterday after hearing that the men had been arrested. Were you able to see them, or what was the mood there?
I did see them, Jordan, when they were charged and brought out in handcuffs, which is a familiar sight now for journalists who have been covering the Bainimarama trial since 2023. The mood did not seem too different from earlier charges, but what I could see was that the men seemed in good spirits. I did try to ask them about the particulars of the case and whether they were intending to conduct another military coup. Bainimarama kept saying thank you in the indigenous language to the journalists that had been there all afternoon. Safe to say they were not as frightening or somber, or there was nothing dark about the situation. They seemed to have been treated very well by the police officers before they were led to another police station where they were kept overnight, Jordan.
And as we mentioned at the top of this, Bainimarama and Ngiliho have already served prison time for abuse of office. What other criminal charges has the former leader faced since losing power?
Bainimarama has been convicted of abuse of office for a case involving the University of the South Pacific, which is, of course, owned by all of the members of the Pacific Islands Forum, including Australia. He is convicted of interfering in a police investigation and halting investigation into the mismanagement of millions of dollars worth of funds at the university, which happened in 2019. He is currently serving a suspended sentence as well for another abuse of office conviction. And if I'm not mistaken, that suspension is just about to run out, Jordan.
Now, what time can we expect everything to kick off this morning and what's meant to happen?
I've just checked in with the police before coming on the call with you this morning, and the charges are yet to be filed in the court registry. So it should be later in the morning, sometime around 11 or 1 o'clock. And what will happen then is, because they will be, it's an indictable offense, the two will be produced at the magistrate's court in Suva, after which the case will then be referred to the High Court, which shouldn't take too long. Within the month, we will hear of these charges in court and hear more particulars about what happened or alleged to have happened in July of 2023, Jordan.
Well, Lithe, thank you for bringing us those updates. You'll stay across it and we'll get more from you later on during the day. Thank you for joining us this morning. That was our Fiji reporter, Lithe Mavono, speaking to us there.